And now I'm talking to Katie O'Rourke from Aintus. Hello, Katie. How are you?
Hello, how are you? Good to talk to you.
Now, before we talk about the Aintus Star Awards and also about the festival coming up, give us a little bit of background to Aintus.
Yeah, so Aintus is Ireland's national adult learning organisation. So as well as providing information to adults who might be looking to return to education, we also promote the value and the benefits of adult learning, and we advocate on behalf of the sector. So we're an independent NGO, and we've over 500 member organisations nationwide. So Aintus doesn't directly provide courses to learners, but many of our members do throughout the country, including education and training boards.
Okay. There's a lot of groups involved with you as well, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have over 500 member organisations, like I mentioned, and really the Adult Learners Festival gives us an opportunity to celebrate all of the adult learning and the achievements of adult learners throughout the country. And they include member organisations, like I mentioned, education training boards. It could be community education providers, higher education institutes. And really the festival allows them an opportunity to showcase the amazing work that they do on a daily basis in the local areas. So that really is the main aim of the Adult Learners Festival, and it takes place nationwide from the 6th to the 10th of March 2017. And the theme this year is the power and the joy of learning. So many of the event organisers have tied this theme into the events that are taking place throughout the country.
Okay, it covers the spectrum right across the learning, from very young people who are older people who may be illiterate to people who just want to further their education. Has any research ever been done as to why, to the extent that people, I suppose, in an age where you have all sorts of technology and that sort of thing, that and education systems and all like that, why they fall through the cracks, and there's still a deficit there?
Yeah, I think, I mean, there's been numbers of, I guess, of different pieces of research done over the years, but really, you know, adult learners would tell us kind of on a daily basis if they contact our information service that often, you know, the traditional school system, people may not have received the supports that they needed at the time. They may have had an underlying issue that they needed help with, such as maybe dyslexia or something like that that was undiagnosed, or really the system just didn't suit their learning at the time, or they, you know, I guess a lot of it comes down to support and tailored supports for people. And I think that's why adult learning for a lot of people who return to education is very appealing to them once they come back into the system, because, you know, there a lot of adult learning is around peer-to-peer learning, you know, learning from each other, you know, adult learners talk about a level of respect that they're listened to, and that the experience of adult learning for them is very different to maybe their traditional school system. But I think a lot of it when people talk about it is that just supports that are not given to them, that, you know, people may have been dealing with a lot of different challenges in their lives, and that it can just be difficult with the traditional school system, and they may have just fallen through the cracks that way in terms of just not getting the support that they needed maybe first time round.
I remember talking to a lot of people who've gone through the adult system and gone through the illiteracy programs, and talking about, for instance, the stigma that's attached to it, and a lot of them very well able right through their lives, and they decide to do something about it, being able to masquerade the fact. Is that still there, that stigma to people, or are people becoming more free?
Yeah. I think we can't underestimate the massively huge step that it takes for people to, you know, get the courage to return to learning. But one thing that Aintus has focused on, especially last year through an I'm an Adult Learner campaign, is encouraging other adult learners to talk about the benefits of returning to education, to encourage others who might be thinking about it but might feel quite scared or nervous or apprehensive about what returning to education might look like for them. And we found that hugely powerful in terms of, you know, if another adult learner stands up and talks about the impact that returning to education has had on their individual lives, for their confidence, for their well-being, you know, the impact it's had on their families, they can help their children with homework, and also the impact that it has on people's communities, that people become role models within their communities and encourage, you know, other people to maybe look at returning to education, but also for children in the community to look up to them and say that actually, if they've gone back, you know, to continue with their education and look to the future in terms of what they might like to do. So I think, yes, it's a hugely daunting step, but there's a lot of help out there for people. And, you know, the festival really looks at providing taster opportunities for people to see what's out there in their communities. If they're thinking about, you know, returning to some kind of learning, to do it in a really, you know, gentle way that they can have a taste of whether it's an information session or an open day or a coffee morning in their local area, and just go along. You know, we'd encourage people to go along during the festival mm-hmm. and see what's out there and you know, I guess take a step into it and see what options might be available for them that might suit their needs.
Yeah, I think in lots of cases as well, a lot of people don't know what latent talents they may have hidden away there until they actually dipped a foot in the system and try all sorts of things, and then they find something there that they didn't even know they had themselves. That happens quite a lot too, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, a lot of people, once they get a taste for learning, and they might do a course, maybe a personal development course, just to kind of ease themselves into it and build up their confidence. And then that encourages them, then, you know, they get support from tutors and peers to continue on and progress, I guess, onto a different level of courses. So, yeah, I think being an adult and returning to education, you really get the opportunity to think about what your real passion in life is mm-hmm. And what talents you may have and maybe exploring those further. And I think the festival lends itself really well to doing that.
Okay, and we talk about the Aintis Awards before we talk about the festival a bit more. It's terrific, actually, what you're doing. And I just noticed on it, is this the first time the Irish Men's Shed Association has been up for an award?
Well, yeah, it's fantastic. I'll just give a bit of an overview of the Star Awards. So it takes place as part of the Adult Learners Festival. It's the opening event. Mm-hmm. And really, the Star Awards is there to acknowledge the fantastic work undertaken by Adult Learning Initiatives throughout Ireland. So we'd over 70 projects were nominated into the Star Awards this year under four different categories. Adult Learning Initiatives that promote well-being, digital inclusion, social inclusion, and the learner voice. So we have shortlisted 22 projects underneath those categories, and then the winners will be announced on the 6th of March in the National Concert Hall. So you mentioned there the Men's Shed, mm-hmm. and we have had local Men's Sheds group being shortlisted in previous years, but the Irish Men's Sheds as a movement has been shortlisted under the well-being category this year. And your listeners may be aware of the Men's Sheds, and you know, it really provides a space for men in the community to come and meet. And like, I think their motto they were saying on the day is the kettle is always on. Mm-hmm. And really the benefits that the Men's Shed movement has had in terms of, especially in rural areas, you know, of allowing men to come together and learn a new skill, but also just to socialise, and even maybe, you know, the benefits that has in terms of their mental health, especially if you've you know, been out of work for a while, and really that the socialising element of the Men's Sheds really has huge benefits for the well-being, and that's been shortlisted within that category mm-hmm. as a really good programme in that area.
It's really great because I've interviewed a few different people from the Men's Shed, and one thing I've learned about it was the integration again and the confidence it builds back up again, but a lot of it as well, it has revitalized a lot of skills, and people have learned new skills from other people and that sort of thing across the borders, across section of skills being taught to each other across the way. That's great for mental health, it's great for their confidence, as I said, so I'm glad to see they're on your list.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's plenty of, like you were talking about the skills there, a lot of the Men's Sheds, you know, give a lot back to their own community. I know there was a group there on the day talking about building buddy benches and giving those back into the primary schools within the area. And then there's other Men's Sheds programs that look at doing, you know, mentoring younger men within the community who may not have strong male figures in their lives, and so older men kind of mentor them and kind of give them support and encouragement to kind of continue with their own education. So I think what the Men's Sheds group give back to communities as well is really fantastic.
Okay, now tell me about the Intercultural Drop-In Centre as well, which is quite vital in this day of multiculturalism.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Intercultural Drop-In Centre has been shortlisted in the social inclusion category. So the Drop-In Centre offers a safe and welcoming space for new migrant refugee communities, allowing them to take a first step into literacy, or whether it's education and integration, and really, I guess, supporting them as they kind of make their integration into Irish society.
Okay,
that's another fantastic project.
Yes, absolutely wonderful. Now, I won't go through them all, but with the awards, but that kicks off on the 6th. You say the festival runs from the 6th to the 10th. What happens within those 5 days?
So within those 5 days, there is hundreds of events happening around the country. The Star Awards open the festival on Monday the 6th, so we really celebrate those projects that will have been shortlisted and the winners of the Star Awards. And then events happen all around the country, so people can find out what's happening in their local area on www.adultlearnersfestival.com. So there's a range of different information sessions, taster workshops, sample lectures, to small gatherings of people who love to learn, happening all around the country. So it's a real celebration. International Women's Day is in the middle on the 8th of March. So there's lots of organisations that are looking at holding an event to tie in with that as well.
Okay.
So really fantastic events happening. We'd encourage people to get involved and to visit the website to see what's happening in their local area.
Okay, Katie, give us that website again.
Yeah, so it's www.adultlearnersfestival.com.
Okay, and people can learn what's happening over the 5 days of the festival. Anyway, congratulations, Aintus, over the great work over the years as well. Thank you very much for talking to us here in Near FM, Katie.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, bye. And that's Katie O'Rourke and from Aintus there, and that's from the 6th to the 10th, the whole festival.